In this morning's gospel, Jesus is reminding us of what he made us. If you notice, he created the whole universe. That showed forth his power. But the universe was not able to give him any glory back. It wasn't able to. It wasn't capable of it. And so he then said, but I'm going to make man different. I'm going to make man to my image and likeness. In other words, he was saying he's going to make man so that he's capable of knowing God and of loving God and of being like God, unequal to God, but like him, be able to do what God does, to know, to love, and to forgive. And so here he was reminding what our job was to be. And our job was to be the salt of the earth and the light of the earth. In other words, we were to bring to the rest of creation exactly who God was. And this was a very special privilege that he gave to us because he raised us up to a higher level than just a human being. He raised us up to the level that we will be able to take part in the very life of God. We wouldn't become equal to God, but we would become superior to the rest of creation insofar as we would be able to see what God does and praise him for it. And so this is what we should remember. That's what we're to do here on earth. We're not here just to get ourselves to heaven. We're here on earth to try to help others get to heaven. Because you notice, God came and died for all men, to everyone. He wanted to try to get everybody to heaven. And so he says, the gifts I'm giving you, you're also going to have the gift of being able to do what I do, to bring the message of God to the humans who have not heard it or who have ignored it. And so this is what our real job is on this earth. It's twofold. To live that life and then to let it be shine before others. And to try to help others understand that this world is just the beginning. It's just a starter, a way to help us get ready and prepare us for the world to come. As you all know, this world can be very attractive. And as a result, we can put all of our energy into just enjoying what's here. But we have to remember that what is here is for a purpose, so that others see that this isn't what we're living for. This is what is to prepare us for what's to come. It's kind of like going to school. You notice you don't go to school for just the sake of going to school and enjoying school. It's for the purpose of preparing you for your life later as an adult. That you will be doing things not only to make this world better, but also to prepare others and help them understand that the most important thing in our life is loving and forgiving like God does. And so every day we should thank God that he was willing to share that with us. You know, this is a tremendous blessing that we to be able to do that. We won't really understand that fully until we get to heaven. Then we'll understand what a great privilege this was for us to be willing to make sacrifices. If you notice, when Jesus came down here on earth to present us with this message, he also had to suffer greatly. And he did that because he was trying to show us that's how much we should want to present the message to the world, is that we're willing to make sacrifices to endure whatever is necessary to keep presenting that to those around us. And also to realize there's evil in this world, and we have to show others that we are against that evil, that we're striving to not be people of evil, but people who are godlike. That's why we're here. And it's important for us to understand that. And then I have to say to myself, am I willing to do this for God? And sometimes people say, well, that's an awful lot to ask. But it really isn't much to ask at all, because he's offering us an eternity of sharing not just human life, but of taking part in the very life of God. Now, we can't even imagine what that's going to be like. It is so vastly superior to what we have here that we can't even imagine it. Now, it's important for us to show how Jesus was trying to show us how important this is for us to do that. For example, he gave us the Eucharist. Now, if you notice, when he brought the message to the world, he gave us himself in the Eucharist to realize, he says, I'm coming to bring this message to you, to have you be a part in my life. And he says, I'm thinking so much of you that I'm also asking you to take part in that or bringing it to others. And so this is what he does by giving us in the Eucharist. And then he gave us the sacrament of penance. And in the sacrament of penance, he was showing to you and me that God forgives us. And as long as we keep striving to do as God wants us to do, he will. If we make mistakes, he will always forgive us. He'll wipe it out. He'll just destroy it. It's sometimes you use the example, it's like having mud on your hands. You wash your hand and your hand is clean. There's no more mud there. This is what he does when he forgives our sins. We are tainted with this sin, and when he washes it away, it is totally gone. It doesn't exist anymore. And you notice, God, how often can you go to the sacrament of penance? As often as you want. And so, as I use the example, say if you fail a million times, God is ready to wipe it away a million and one. It's always there. It's never not there. And so this is what kind of love that God has for us, what he wants to share with us, and how he wants us to change so that he can share even more with us. Now, another thing, sometimes people say, well, I don't have to go to Mass. I can pray at home. Well, that's totally false. Because if you notice, by yourself, the best gift that you can give to God is a created one. You can't give a gift to God that's worthy of God. We're not capable of it. But Christ shows us how he's going to raise us up. That what does Christ do in every Mass? He offers his love to God the Father and the Holy Spirit. And the reason he has us be there is he wants us to unite ourselves with him so that that can be our gift. So as a result, at Mass, we're giving a gift to God that is far beyond what we're capable of giving because we're giving Christ. But we can only give that if we join ourselves to him in the Mass. We can't do that at home because he's not making that sacrifice at home. He's only making it in the Mass. And so this is a tremendous gift that God gives to us, that even now we're able to give a gift to God that is worthy of Him. You know, it's kind of like if you'd have a pet that loves you. Well, he can't give you human love. He's not able to do that. It's beyond him. And so it's the same way for us to give a real act of love to God by ourselves. It's vastly inferior to God. But if we're united to Christ, then all of a sudden we're giving a gift that only at Mass can we give. And so it's really something that's very precious to us, because we're able to give God something that's really worthy of Him. And so if we really want to love God, we're going to make sure that we give that gift to Him as frequently as we can. So this is how Jesus has prepared us to bring the message of Christ to the world. Now we just have to decide, am I willing to go through the ordeal of doing that? Do I think enough of God that I'm willing to sacrifice for Him? Jesus gave us the example. When He came down, He took on human nature and gave all of Himself for us by being crucified. So remember, we can be the salt of the earth, we can be the light to the world, only if we are there presenting the message of Christ's love and of His forgiveness.